Today, I would like to share reflections on two classic movies and the Buddhist messages that we can learn from them. The first movie is the Akira Kurosawa movie, Ikiru, which means to live. The movie is about a city bureaucrat in Japan who has worked for years, but finds out that he has stomach cancer and maybe 6 months or a year to live. The main character of the movie, a man named Watanabe, is shocked and dismayed by his plight. He just can't face his death because he realizes that he hasn't done anything meaningful in his life. He cannot die like that. He must find something meaningful in his life. He then goes on a search to find something meaningful. He goes to a bar and thinks about living it up for a night, but he realizes his life has been so mundane that he doesn't even know how to live it up. He meets a man at a bar and tells him he has money, so please show him how to live it up for an evening. The man takes him to gamble at pachinko, and they go to nightclubs and drinking places, dancing and carousing. But Watanabe-san isn't satisfied. This isn't it. This isn't the something meaningful he has been looking for. Watanabe-san then begins to follow around and spend time with a young woman who used to work in his office. He is attracted to her, not in a romantic sense, but she seems so alive, so vibrant. He wants to live even one day like her, but he doesn't know how. He doesn't know why she's able to live that way. Finally, she suggests that he try building or making something. She has a job in which she makes toys, and she finds it very enjoyable making toys for children. The light goes on in Watanabe-san's head, and he realizes something that he can make, a park for children. Mothers have been coming into the city office, complaining about a swampy area of town that was a mess with mosquitoes and all. These citizens just got the runaround at the city office. Watanabe-san himself just sent them off to the engineering department, where they were sent to the sewage department and then to pest control department, etc., etc. He realized he could do something meaningful in his life. He could make a park for children. In the touching final scene of the movie, Watanabe-san goes to the park at night and dies swinging on one of the swings in the park he had built, happy and content with his life because he had done something meaningful. What would you do if the doctor told you that you had 6 months or a year to live? It could happen to any of us at any time. Would you feel like Watanabe-san, that you wouldn't be able to die because you had never done something meaningful in life? How would you react? How would you live those remaining 6 months or a year? It is a challenging question. If we have been living a meaningful life, then even if the doctor told us we only had 6 months to live, we would be able to face and accept our death. But if we haven't had a meaningful life, if we have just been existing and not truly living, then death poses a real question for us. What have I been living for? Just to take up space on this earth? Just to consume precious natural resources? Even if we have had a meaningful career, we might feel like our life hasn't been that meaningful because we are just one cog in a big wheel of a corporation that seemed to go on just fine without us after we retired. I think that through Buddhism, we can find the deepest meaning of our life. The late Reverend Kakue Miyaji used to say in his lectures that if you truly understand Shin Buddhism, then you can die at any time, no matter when it comes. I think this means that a person who has found their deepest meaning of life is able to face and accept death whenever it comes, because they have lived a most meaningful life every day. The Myokonin Saichi, in one of his poems, says, "When I die, I will become the immortal Namu Amida Butsu." For Saichi, he can die at any time because he has found the deepest meaning of life in the Nembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu. Death doesn't mean simply the end of his life. Because he has encountered the truth of the Nembutsu as a timeless, eternal truth. That is why he becomes the immortal Namu Amidabutsu at death. Saichi himself doesn't become immortal, but he becomes the immortal Namu Amidabutsu. Through the Nembutsu, we can find our deepest meaning of life. We can come to know deeply what it means to live, and we can come to face and accept our own death because we have lived something meaningful in our life. And now, the second movie I would like to reflect on with you today is the classic movie The Wizard of Oz, which I am sure all of you have seen many, many times. In the beginning of the movie, Dorothy, the main character, is very unhappy. Her family is upset with her. Someone is trying to take away her beloved pet dog, Toto, and she feels as if the world is against her. In our unenlightened life, we feel that nothing ever goes our way. We never get a break. Everybody is always against us. Our parents, our boss, our spouse, everybody is against us. We can relate to how Dorothy feels and how we have all wanted to run away from home at one time or another. But Dorothy finds herself in a big storm, a tornado, in which the world is spinning around her. We too can find ourselves suddenly totally lost and forlorn. Relationship issues, bad news about our health, the loss of a loved one, losing our job, anything can cause the world to spin around us like a tornado. We lose our sense of direction, up or down, right or left. Where am I? How did I get here? How do I find my way home? This is the feeling of being lost that Dorothy finds herself in. But fortunately for Dorothy, she is told to follow the yellow brick road to Oz to see the wizard, who surely will help her find her way home. Buddhism is a religion, it is a philosophy, it is a way of life, but most importantly, it is a path. It is a path that we must follow. It is a journey of finding not only our way home, but a journey of finding our true self. Along her journey, Dorothy meets fellow travelers, friends along the way. This is the meaning of Sangha. Sangha is most important in our spiritual journey. We must have fellow travelers to share our life and our journey with. We must listen to them and receive their encouragement, their scoldings, their friendship. We cannot travel this journey alone. Dorothy meets wonderful friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. They help one another on their journey to Oz. We need our Dharma friends to share this path of the Nembutsu. When Dorothy and her friends finally reach Oz, at first the wizard is a most awesome figure. Of course, this is because of the special effects that the wizard himself had created. But when Toto pulls back the curtain, they realize that the wizard is just a regular man. When we first encounter a wonderful teacher of the Dharma, we are in awe. But in time, we come to find that our revered teacher is just an ordinary human being. However, the more we come to see the humanness in our teacher, the greater the teacher becomes. When I first heard the late Reverend Gyome Kubose in a lecture at the San Jose Betsuin, I was in awe. After studying under him in Chicago, I saw him planting flowers, making lunch, washing dishes, and being a husband and father. The more I saw what an ordinary person he was, the more respect and admiration I had for him. The wizard was able to show Dorothy's friends that what they were seeking, they had all along. The Scarecrow had a brain. The Tin Man had a heart. The Lion had courage. Many great Buddhists have come to realize that what they had been seeking was there all the time. Instead of seeking truth, they found themselves immersed in it. It was all around them and in them too. Dorothy's journey ends up back at her home. But now, her perspective on life and her world around her had changed 180 degrees. Instead of being upset with the world around her because things didn't go her way, she was so grateful to be home again. Her family and people in her life were still there, but her view of them was different. She had a heart of gratitude that was overflowing. We all know that beautiful and timeless line from the movie, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." To come to the heart of the Buddha Dharma is to truly arrive home. It is to discover our true self that is never lost, but always has the true direction of life. Namu Amida Butsu.